are recording. So hello, and welcome to Cogworld, a Cypher System campaign set in, well, we may have committed some light steampunk, although you haven't seen a lot of it now because our characters are kind of on the periphery of where scientific advancement is happening. My name is Crash. I'll be your GM for the evening. Tonight I am joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Crash, Ellie, Io, and Jen.
And who wants to plug a thing?
Oh, Ellie!
I know that Io's mom writes books.
That's the end bit.
I mean, yeah, we can say it at the beginning. Io's mom does write books and has written books and will probably book again.
I sure hope so.
ElizabethMcCoy.com for all
this
the people who listen to the first 5 minutes and then drop it.
and Jen's
that?
At bookofjen.net.
Yep.
Yes. And
yeah, I've been adding stuff to my bookofjen.net. Ooh. So yeah.
Yay. Excellent. And I'm at aaronbsmith.com. And okay, so now people who cut out as soon as we say we're going to wrap up now and don't listen to any of the outros, we got you. Unless you were hitting the fast forward button, in which case you still win. Okay, fine. Be that way. Just enjoy our antics instead.
But they miss all the banter if they hit fast forward.
Well, also, all of our shows are 99.9 repeating for 5.9% antics by banter. Volume. So, well, banter is one part of antics. There are many antics. These are ours. Anyway, I've got to set the antics aside.
And
because we have
this one's for all the people listening at 1.5 speed.
That's going to be really funny because I edited this at 2x.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I wonder what we sound like.
And Tenacity does not do pitch correction when you speed it up to 2x. So everyone is a chipmunk.
Oh, boy.
Yes, it's glorious. Get my narrator voice in shape. The people of the Cogworld live upon continent-sized gears rising up out of the world's oceans. But they don't think about that very much. They don't even call it the Cogworld. Visitors might, if there were any. But to the residents, it's simply just the world, as it has always been. On the ring gear of Archizo, on the edge of the Windbreak region, 2 days counterclockwise from the likely smoldering town of Korth, several alleged incarnations of local deities and a kobold with 3 children in a backpack, kobold children, specifically, managed to find an inn and medical care after arriving in the rail town of Angorfa. Selwyd, the merchant, elected to spend the night with his cart, but the rest of the party encountered Dr. Igneous Plate, a skilled hippokin doctor who was able to diagnose and treat both Maffa and Leiter while discerning that Tam had a significant amount of cash on them. It was revealed that Dr. Plate was aided in his deductions by Bertram, a ghostly doctor who died some time ago in a plague. While most cannot perceive Bertram, both Dr. Plate and Maffa, we find out, can. Both of the doctors work together to help those in need and always charge a fee that the client can bear. The Brick Oven Inn's staff appears to be entirely made up of children under the age of 16. They've made references to a Ma Pipette being in charge. This is the Pipette family. Everyone has the last name of Pipette, by the way. But apparently, she stepped out and left the inn in the capable hands of her many children. Maffa helped to make them more capable by teaching one of the girls in the kitchen how to break eggs using hedge magic. This led to the largest breakfast ever made in the history of the inn, which was just as well with 3 baby kobolds to feed. It was also discovered that Tam was not, in fact, an aide in the service of the God of Unity, but was, in fact, a god themselves. It was a trick. You got 3 guesses what they're a god of.
And here I was hoping that you'd forget about that part before we went on. Oops.
Unfortunately, there's a recap. I did forget to put it in the recap, by the way. I had to ad-lib that part.
Yeah, I was saying, I was hoping you'd forget to put it in the recap. But you didn't.
Oh,
I did forget to put it in the recap, but I added it anyway in post. I recapped it. Yes, I recapped the recap. It is the dawn of the third day of summer. Everyone who likes eggs has had perhaps too much of a full meal. You are low on, or even out of, most supplies you need for a journey in any direction. Lighter's baby basket of Theseus has reached the limits of its structural integrity, and the baby kobolds are moving freely about the inn. What happens next is up to you.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Come back, come back, come back. You, no, don't go under there. Don't get stuck in the walls. No.
They're in the walls. They're in the walls. No, good news. The walls are not thick enough to harbor a baby kobold. If they go through the wall, then they are on the other side of the wall, not inside of it. There is one comedic scene that you do witness where Lighter manages to capture one of the babies and with one hand, then does a leap and grabs another one with the other hand. And then there's the stare down between them and the third baby. It's a scene out of an anime where we zoom in on their eyes with speed lines going behind them. And then Lighter runs forward and grabs the third baby kobold, letting go of the first two. Who then book it?
Jatika is trying to help.
How are you trying to help?
By trying to catch at least one baby kobold and then hang on to that one.
Okay. This is going to be a speed roll. I'm going to make it difficulty 2 unless you've got something that can bring it down.
Chitika is going to try to use persuasion to get the baby kobold to hold still long enough to be grabbed.
How do you attempt to persuade the baby kobold? They do understand what you're saying, but their vocabulary is limited.
Come here, scritchies. Scritchy, scritchy. No, hold a hand out like you're holding a baby kobold and make little scritchies. Scritchy gestures at the invisible kobold that you aren't actually holding.
Okay. I'll allow that. So it's difficulty 1. You got to roll 3 or higher.
Okay. Speed?
Yes.
1. Okay. Rolling.
With the 15, you do manage to... in my family, when we lured a cat into like a cat carrier or something, or managed to grab them, we would normally refer to it as a common ploy. With your common ploy of promising scritchies, you are able to lure one of the baby kobolds close enough that you are in fact able to hold them and give them scritchies, which I imagine you do scritchies. Because you want to reward them for doing as expected, unless you expect the worst. In that case, don't reward them. Stop rewarding them for that. Tam, stop reward. Mapha, by the way, has just used hedge magic.
With success, that gets a minor effect because that was a 19.
I
to
will
catch
not.
The third kobold.
You managed to catch the third kobold. I'm assuming you do not do extra damage as your minor effect.
No, I am giving the kobold a floating ride around the room. That's like one of those indoor skydiving things.
I've seen GIFs of cat skydivers, and I'm imagining it's like that, but with less fur. Also, the baby kobold seems to enjoy it. 10 years from now, you're going to see this kobold all grown up with wearing goggles and some type of harness that gives them mechanical wings.
And that will be perfect.
You'll encounter them in like season 5.
With different characters, no doubt.
Well, yes. The players will recognize the character.
Yeah. Yep. I know how this works.
Okay, so all 3 baby kobolds are snaggled. I will award an XP to Jatika and Mapha for each resolving this sadly repeatable... Sadly is the wrong word. I'm enjoying this immensely. But... That's a reference
sadly
to a previous campaign. Yeah. This repeatable GM intrusion of the baby kobolds got out. Also, when you gauge their size, you haven't really seen them a lot because mostly Lighter's been keeping them in the basket. It's understandable that they have destroyed the basket to the point where it no longer contains them. They cannot be contained. And they're also kind of big for that basket. Yes, they could all fit in it, but there was definitely a reason why they wanted out. Too much togetherness, yes. They need room to stretch their legs and cause havoc and cry.
Lighter?
Yeah?
Have you considered putting little harnesses on them now?
I don't have a harness.
We could buy one, I think.
Okay.
If we have money?
I don't have any money. I've been getting things on a discount.
Oh, that discount. Yeah.
Yeah, the discount. And Lighter holds up a hand because canonically I have not decided how many fingers a kobold has.
Well, that is where I got the money.
Chatika looks admiring. You're the best not an attendant.
So, the problem that I see now is if we're going to go to the market, we need harnesses for the kids. But if we're going to go to the market, we need harnesses for the kids and they don't have them, which means they're going to be loose. So, you know, maybe I can get some of the kids that are here that are, you know, not the ones I'm in charge of to help me corral the kids that I am in charge of. Well, you go out and get harnesses and maybe some munchings and crunchings or something.
Right.
Right. Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Maybe we could put them in one of the cauldrons if it's cool enough that needs cleaning and they can eat the scraps. They can lick it clean and then it can just be easily cleaned, and also you can put a sieve over it, and I don't think they can chew through that, but you'll just have to hang on to it.
Ellie, what you have written in chat is canon. Mapha is using hedge magic to float three kobold children around the room. Lighter has not, in fact, noticed this. This implies that Lighter has, at some point, set the baby he did capture, well, they captured, down, not thinking about it, possibly putting them in what's left of the basket, forgetting that the basket has no structural integrity. So it's more like set them down on top of the basket remains. That's besides the point, or is the point, whatever. One of the older kids says, "Oh, no, you don't. I spent a good part of our time after breakfast scrubbing that cauldron out. You are not putting babies in there. I've seen what they do."
Oh, okay. Well, it wouldn't be as useful anyway if it's a clean one.
Well, it wouldn't be clean for long.
Why don't I stay here with the babies and you can go out and get harnesses and food and I'll keep them entertained.
Well, many hands make light work. So, yeah, Mapha and I can stay here and the rest of you can go and, shopping trip.
You don't want to come?
No. Lucy is coming, right? You'll find us the best deal on millet.
Any?
I barely heard what Jen said there.
I said if they have any.
When you were having your mic issues earlier, my options for you reset and the volume got turned way down. I have fixed it on my end.
Okay. Can you hear me though, everybody?
Yeah. I can hear you just fine now. I needed to change a setting on my end after you had to change the settings on yours. That was all.
All right, got it.
Yeah. All right. So with that technical hurdle out of the way, it sounds like, and please correct me if I allocated my spoons wrong and got this wrong, we are going to have Mapha and Lighter on Team Baby Corralling, and Lucy, Chatika, and Tam on shopping expedition.
That sounds right to me. Poor Lighter deserves a break.
Aw.
And also during this morning, at the end of the session, Mapha did take a plate out to feed Selwood, who was still sleeping canonically at the end of the last session. But Selwood was planning on taking his own cart out to resupply the things that he sells. So he's not currently in this scene, and you might run into him later on, but you don't have access to his cart. With that said, now that the eggs have been purchased and delivered, you have access to the cart that the kids use in this inn. It is a hand-drawn cart, not one that is powered by animal.
Does that mean that it's basically a wheelbarrow, or...
It's a fancy wheelbarrow.
Stunning crayon.
A what?
My mind went there too, Eo.
Hand-drawn cart.
Well, it's magic more like crayon. Charcoal they pulled out of the fireplace.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Yes.
No. Oh it, no.
Oh, look, no. Like the inn, it has been patched several times, but it does the job well if someone doesn't run into a giant hippokin walking out of the inn. It may have just been patched again. I am concerned at this gif that Ellie has found of a shopping cart going down the highway. A scaled up shopping cart with a driver. Where one puts a small child in the supermarket.
Kids, yeah.
They're facing the wrong way for a direction. Child. But the correct yes, direction yes. for driving it. But they shouldn't be driving that. Oh my gosh.
That sure is a stunt vehicle.
There are many states where they would be pulled over very quickly for doing that. They'd probably be fine in Pennsylvania, to be honest.
They're at West 1... They're at West 410 and southbound something 36. No, that's exit 36 southbound.
Ellie, I am curious. Why has Maffa just rolled a magic lore roll?
Maffa is going to spend the time when the others are at market telling spooky stories to the kobold babies. Not scary stories, spooky stories.
So none of these end with, and that's why you should never sleep at night. The eater of kobolds rises up.
No.
They're not those stories.
Yeah, no, they're like the kind of ghost stories that you tell little kids to give them a little thrill. You know what I mean?
Maffa invents the Goosebumps series of books.
Pretty much.
With a roll of 9, you do also collect a significant number of inn workers, the Pipette family, various age groups. Some of them came over to tell the other kids that they have chores they need to finish, but then just stayed.
Fair enough. I rolled the base difficulty 3 because there were 3 kobolds.
I would have accepted beating difficulty 2 for this. Actually, this is something you're trained in, so it would have been difficulty 1. But never mind. Regardless, you have also acquired others, which you didn't need to roll because an asset was they didn't want to do their chores. All right. So we will come back to Maffa and Lighter in a little bit because we're going to come back to them in a little bit because there will be fun and adventure, I am sure. The rest of you head out with a wagon, which is a very loose description of what it is. If a wheelbarrow had 3 wheels and 4 legs, this is what you have.
Wheelbarrows, yeah.
The good news is it doesn't roll away from you because it's missing a wheel.
Oh, this is the one we carry it by. This side?
It does have handles on the side where it's missing one wheel.
This is where we carry it.
It's just it's not level when you set it down, which might have also been a problem for delivering the eggs.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Yes. Now, it is designed for kids to be able to use it. It's scaled for that. So Chitika could also assist with pushing this wagon, especially while it's empty. It does not have to be Tam and Lucy doing the work. Regardless, you have been given directions to get to the market district. From there, you are also given directions for where you can go to get various things. Someone needs to give me an intellect roll. It's going to be difficulty 5. That is a 10, which is 5 short. So I am going to open up a character sheet.
Okay. I don't know where my character sheet is.
If you go over to the left-hand side of your screen, so you've got the chat window there, right?
Yeah.
Do you see all the little black icons just to the left of the chat window? Okay, 4th one down is a little silhouette of a person that says actors.
3rd one down for me.
That. Okay.
Okay.
Click your actors.
That's right. As a GM, I see scenes and you don't, but whatever. Yeah, you click on the actors one.
Oh, there we go.
And
I've got it.
Yeah, and one of them says Cogworld PCs. There we go.
Okay, got it.
in theory, you should be able to just double click on your icon to open the character sheet, but they're not synced properly. And there was a bug that was like, there was a way around this that was discovered. So we implemented it and it didn't fix the problem.
Okay.
So
I wonder if it's properly implemented on this one.
I don't know.
All I know is I'm running the latest version. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a question for Crash. It's a question for multiple
people.
Okay.
But we are going to take your luck. Right now you have 0 luck. I'm changing that to 1 luck because you had a failed roll. Every time you fail a roll, you're going to gain a luck. Mm-hmm. And you can spend luck points to either increase your roll by 1. So like if you missed a roll by 1, you could spend a luck point and you succeeded. Or if you spend 3 luck points, you can just re-roll. It's like inspiration if you have 3 luck points.
Oh, okay. So I just have to like change the number?
Fresh. Well, I think you did for this one.
Yeah. I am, to quote Chris, I am Jaegering your character sheet.
Okay.
All right. So that was also a 10 for Chitika. So Chitika
gets a luck point.
Also gets a luck point. And the two of you combined know how to get to the market district of this town. Part of it is go to where it gets noisier. No, that not that noise, the other noise. Because it's a rail town, so there's trains also. But for part of it, like, the trains are close to the market for obvious reasons. So you can still follow those directions, kind of, sort of. And then once you get there, you hang a left at that red stall that is, like, a kind of a deep red, but not too deep. And then you make a right turn around this one cart that looks like it has a second story, but it's really 1.5 stories, but not really. And then you go to where the copper penny used to be and hang a right. And those are the directions you remember. There were 15 more, you think. You lost count. And you do remember the part where they said, but that's unless they changed the layout today. Sometimes that happens.
Chitika is very concerned and a little bit lost.
Well, you are saying this at the edge of the market district, which is, good news, far less ramshackle. The buildings here appear to predominantly have all of the load-bearing portions made of brick, and the parts that are not load-bearing appear to be more wattle and daub in their construction. The windows are much higher quality. You do not see any buildings that have any binding twine used in a structural capacity anywhere.
That's good.
Well, that's the buildings. There are also market stalls, which are predominantly kind of like tent structures if you have a few sides missing. It keeps the sun off, which is nice. There's also various carts where they just take the carts home with them when it's the end of the day, but they roll them in and set them up in an empty spot. So the buildings are spaced fairly far apart. This would be a very large open area, if not for everyone who filled in the open area. There are at least There's at least 5 people selling sausage on a bun. Cut Me Own Throat Dibbler has franchised.
Of course.
Yes. That or this healthy competition and no patent infringing abilities in this town.
I mean, he doesn't give out his recipe, so he can't patent it.
If he gave out his recipe, he'd have to face charges.
Exactly.
Regardless, you've been told that you can find almost anything that's available legally here. And a few things that aren't, if you know who to ask. But you also don't know who to ask.
No.
What is your next step?
Wow. Look at all these people. I'm looking. Yeah. So we need supplies, and we need some kind of harness.
I think that's on, I think in this case that almost counts as supplies. Especially given how long that's likely to last around the kids.
Yeah. And Lucy could fly, but it would have to do you think that you could see where the supplies are from above?
Yeah. Flapping her wings and goes up and is looking around to see what exactly we're looking for.
All right. Mm-hmm. So for your character, you do in fact have the ability to fly. Glide. Your wings grant an asset in jumping tasks and allow you to fall. Very different. Failing with style is what kobolds do. Falling with style is what Buzz Lightyear does.
Yeah.
Allows you to fall up to a long distance without taking damage. With the aid of thermals or propulsion methods, you can fly for considerable distances. Self-powered flight costs 2 speed points for the first action, increasing by 2 points for each action afterwards. So, you have no edge in speed, so I'm going to say you can definitely gain some altitude to scope out the area and come back down again. It's just going to cost 2 speed points to do it.
Okay.
All right. I will
find that. Yeah.
I will click the button twice to take your speed down to 13. There you go.
Okay.
You shoot up like a rocket that is in fact a cockatiel.
Flutter, flutter.
Do I roll something or
not for this? Not for flying.
Okay.
Not for flying. But
okay, got it.
You are scouting for supplies, and as soon as you get up in the air, you realize a small flaw in this plan, which is the stalls that have been set up everywhere have awnings over them, which prevent you from seeing what they're selling if you're above, because they're not expecting the average customer to be coming in from out of the sun.
Right. Yeah.
So I am going to ask you to make a roll to find a stall that is selling something that you think would be useful. And looking at your abilities. Okay. None of these give you a specific benefit to this, so just roll a d20.
Okay.
With a five, you see a lot of brightly colored awnings.
Well, which one's prettiest?
Yeah, really. Which one has the nice colors?
But there is one person who is pushing a cart into position just now, and their cart, while they haven't really set it up to be selling yet, looks like it is full of bags of millet.
Ooh. Okay, so I'm going to fly down there and see what I can get.
Okay, you fly down to the millet salesman, who, like I said, he's still in the process of setting up. He just got there. He's pulling out some poles to set up his own awning. And then suddenly a cockatiel kin lands next to them. Oh, hello.
Hey.
Hello.
How much for the millet? Not all of it, but some.
Oh, well, yes, they
I
are.
I want to have some.
He tells you a price per bag. Okay. I again, have not set up the currency for this world. So he gives you a price that.
Okay.
Now you are the god of millet.
I don't think he knows that.
Well, this is true. Oh, he definitely doesn't know this. He definitely does not know that.
Yeah.
But as someone who was raised to believe that they are a god, you have had attendance with you for most of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever in charge of buying your own millet?
Probably not.
There's a strong possibility that the price that you've been told seems perfectly reasonable, regardless of whether or not it is.
Okay. Uh-oh. This is very bird, by the way.
Yes.
This works out just fine.
You have been told, you have been told a price for how much the millet is. It is.
Okay.
You don't have any money on you, do you?
Not yet. I'll go find some.
Okay. You do recall that when rooms were booked at the inn and medical treatment was paid for last night, Tam did have a lot of coins on them. And Tam came with you. But that was before you flew straight up.
Right.
And glided away.
Mm-hmm.
So you have been told a price and you said you'll be back. Meanwhile.
Mika?
Yes.
Yes, I think we're going about this the wrong way. Looking for stalls. We don't need to look for stalls. We need to find where the people who are buying the sort of thing we want to buy are going. So Tam is looking around for other people who have, like, empty carts or baskets and look like they're heading in to buy their daily whatever.
Okay.
We need to make sure that we are... So Lucy needs to find us again, so we have to be careful.
You need to find a stall.
I'm sure Lucy can find us.
That sells those really tall poles that have little orange flags at the top of them that are used for bicycles.
And also carts, no doubt.
I wanted to get one of those for my wife because she worked at a pharmacy where all the shelves were 2 feet taller than her, minimum.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And I would go there to meet her for lunch, and I'd go down every single aisle and not see her because she was moving to a different aisle as I was looking down the aisles.
Oh, no.
And I would mention this to the other staff there, and they were like, yes, I know, right? We've been looking for her, too.
Oh, no.
She was a shift manager. Sometimes you need to find the shift manager. They had to get on the PA system. Kelly, where are you? Help. Has anyone found our shift manager? We have a lost shift manager in the building. The staff is getting worried.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Joking aside and happy memories aside, you are looking for where people are buying their goods to resell. I'm going to ask for an intellect roll for this. If you have anything that would aid with searching, that can bring it down. But by default, it's going to be difficulty 5.
I have an idea.
Uh-oh.
I am figuratively all ears.
You are not a curiotate, so you cannot literally be all ears.
I am not a biblically accurate listener.
Excuse me? Where are the suppliers gathering? Our shipment's late. There's supposed to be a shipment coming in of trail rations. Tam is pushing into the crowd, acting like they're looking for their supplier. And hoping that this results in directions towards where the suppliers, the people who are delivering in goods to be sold, are coming in. Because they've probably got somewhat more unwieldy methods of delivery. And if they aren't gathering in some specific spot, then hopefully someone will direct Tam towards random suppliers.
All right. Looking at the abilities you have on your character sheet, I mean, we're stretching it, but one could argue this counts as some level of deception.
This sort of acting. Yeah.
So, intellect roll difficulty 4 because of deception.
Yay. I will spend a level of effort.
I love that we're spending effort to technically ask for directions. Success!
Yes, well, because I spent effort.
Because you spent effort.
You put your all into your acting.
All right. So there is one shopkeep who hears you yelling this and, oh, you are in the wrong part of town. Sorry. No, you got to go all the way down that way. Follow the sound of the trains.
Oh, thank you so much.
They're never going to come in here. We don't let them. Because then they'd be competing with wholesalers.
Oh, yes, that makes sense. Sorry, I haven't made this circuit on my own before.
Oh, no, it's quite all right. We were all young once.
Thank you so much.
No problem. So long as you're not competing against what I'm selling. Looking at their wares, you are not competing with what they are selling. They're selling clocks.
Never sold a clock in my life.
Wonderful. They're also not the kind of clocks you'd want to take on a journey. They look fragile.
Alas.
So Tam has successfully gotten directed away from where we were directed to because they have a terrible but predictable plan.
Certainly. Meanwhile, we are now going to cut back to Maffa.
We are?
We are, because it's been a while. You have been telling spooky stories to the baby kobold and the kids.
I have.
Yes. And Lighter's been sitting there, also listening to the stories, but also occasionally moving a baby kobold as they started to get to the edge of the audience, as if they were trying to sneak away without thinking about sneaking away. Possibly weren't thinking about sneaking away, but it's just in their nature to do so. Like a scorpion stinging, baby kobolds wander. And there is a sound that interrupts your story. It is a gurgle. It is followed by two other gurgles, followed by...
Are these...
They are kobold.
You were about stomachs. To answer my question.
They are kobold. They are kobold stomachs. Followed by food, 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 food. Some of the smaller children chime in as well, because I know as a teacher that when you've got three kids doing a thing, that means all the kids are doing a thing.
Yeah.
Just be glad they're not deciding group hug is the way to go, because you still have some fresh stitches.
Indeed. That second hedge magic roll, by the way, was for special effects.
The special effects are very amusing, but it does not distract them from their empty stomachs.
Indeed. Well, the group isn't back yet, and what do we have in the pantry?
That's a good question. I'm not the one who does groceries. Who does the groceries today? It's your turn today. No, it's not. It was my turn yesterday. One of the older kids sighs and says, I'll check. You hear a muffled voice from in the kitchen. I think we've got porridge. I think it's porridge. It's either porridge or oatmeal. I can never really tell.
Can work with porridge.
They are immediately, as they come back, holding a bag that contains something that might be oatmeal or porridge. Suddenly, there are three diminutive kobolds climbing up them.
I will take the bag away.
I'm trying to think of which way this is going to go wrong. Because this is not hurting cats. It is hurting kobolds, which can be worse. I'm going to roll a die.
Not a die.
Okay. Well, that fares well. Two of the baby kobolds continue to climb Mount Kiddo, who is not as horrified as some people would be. They actually think it's a fun game and have lifted one arm higher to give them a higher perch. They might regret this decision when the claws get to bare skin, but they haven't thought this through. One of the baby kobolds, perhaps the one that you first made airborne and really enjoys the experience, has understood that the prize is now on a neighboring mountain, Mount Maffa, and is doing a leap in that direction. How do you adjust for this?
Eat defense to catch them.
Difficulty 2.
Okay.
With a 15, you are now carrying a bag of, looking inside, it is definitely porridge, or will be when you're done with it, and one kobold, who sadly does not have a belly full of uncooked porridge.
Sadly for the kobold.
Well, that's
enough for everybody, but you have to let me prepare it.
They don't understand patience yet.
I know, but, well, let's get the water boiling.
And okay.
I'm hoping they understand not diving into a boiling cauldron.
Oh, we learned that lesson pretty early on.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Cut back to Lucy.
Okay.
You left your companions. You have gone searching for your companions again. Mm-hmm. Yep. How do you intend to find them?
How do I intend to find them? I think I'm going to go take flight and kind of like, you know, not really buzz over all of the stalls or anything like that, but like, you know, Okay. Try to find somebody, one of our group at least. So yeah.
Certainly. I'm not going to find your abilities on Tam's character sheet.
No.
So I'm just going to close that. Okay. So if you're going to fly, that is going to cost another 2 speed points.
Okay. How do I get that
so
to happen?
So we'll take those down. I'm mathing it for you. Okay. You are down to 11 out of 15. This is, you've done this before, so you're not feeling fatigued at this point. But yeah, you fly up high, and now I am going to ask you to make another intellect roll to search, but this is going to be a much lower difficulty because you're not trying to look through the awnings of stalls. Your friends are not wares being sold. That would be a different campaign, and I'm not running that one.
Okay.
Well, we could be rescued.
Could be that.
Well, yeah. So you are looking for your friends. there's a wide variety of species here. So you can't just say, I'm looking for a gazellekin. There we go, obviously. However, there aren't many gazellekin accompanied by a rat centaurkin with an umbrella pushing a cart in front of them. So these three things combined, I'm going to say, brings the difficulty level down to, let's say, 3. So roll a d20. We got to get a 9 or higher.
Okay, let me fix that. A 9 or higher.
Yes.
D20, yeah?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Yes, a d20. And that is a 4. So we have another luck point from Lucy.
Yep.
Which is, as they add up, you can fail forward, which is good. So you fly around and you don't see any sign of them. You see some carts. You see some umbrellas. You might even see what looks like a gazelle. Oh, no, no. Oh, sorry. That's a goatkin, not a gazellekin. They got horns, but not quite the same.
Okay.
But you can glide for a while without it costing you anything additional. So we're going to cut back to Tam and Chitika, and next time around we can make a roll again. All right, so Tam
is trying to keep an eye out for Lucy too.
Okay, well then give me an intellect roll. This is going to be difficulty 2.
Can you please roll for you for difficulty me because 3. Well, yeah, Chitika's basically half hiding under the umbrella, and she's sticking very close to the cart because in some little part of her brain, she is sort of wondering she could hide under that. Yeah, it's not helping.
The umbrella itself is hindering you because you have to look out from under it up at the scary sky with a day star in it.
It's so bright.
Yes.
Can you roll for me, Crash? I am feeding a cat and he insists I am rolling. He must stand on my stomach.
Okay.
Well, I can't see the screen.
Well, also, I rolled a private GM roll. So let me reveal that. That was a 16 on the die. It very easily beats the higher difficulty that you would have had from looking over the umbrella. There aren't many people flying through the air with the greatest of ease. However, you do see Lucy.
Lucy, are you looking for us?
Squeak, squeak.
Okay, so Lucy hears the squeak, squeak, flies back down, and is saying, where is the one with the millet? Where's the millet? Have you seen the person with it?
You're supposed to guide us to them?
Maybe.
Which
if
way?
You like millet? That way. She kind of like starts hopping down the lane to the
I love how
person.
I love how Lucy is such a cockatiel.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that cockatielkin. Follow the tealkin.
Yes, yes.
Well, I suppose we could go there first, but I was heading towards the trains, I think.
But will they sell it to us?
Oh.
I don't know.
We should pick up a little bit of millet first, and then we go.
Okay.
After all, we need to keep Lucy happy.
Right. Okay, we need to get the millet first.
She has no money or pockets, so...
And it hasn't been very long since you flew up in the air, so you're able to remember which direction you went in. So you're able to say, back this way. And between the three of you, you can, in fact, find a stall being set up.
Oh, okay.
I am smiling what Ellie has shared in chat.
Okay.
But in any case, that's not what we're doing right this second. Those are notes for a future Crash to create GM intrusions. Yes. Daldane would be proud. Moving forward. Or sideways. Crab walking sideways. Which is forward for crabs. You do manage to get back to the stall of the person who is now halfway through setting up their awning over top of their cart. And they do have various bags of millet for sale. They've got smaller ones, larger ones. Ones where you would definitely need the wagon. If you were going to be buying one of those are on the bottom of their cart. Apparently they act as ballast or for refilling smaller bags. Ah, welcome back. You found someone who had money on them.
I think so.
Yes. Your friend here was interested in this size bag. I believe I told them it was, and again, they give the price, which sounds reasonable for in the middle of a market where there's probably other people who are also selling millet.
Pika, however, is going to do a seeing through deception in order to determine whether or not this is in fact a fair price, or is this trying to fleece the rubes? And can you roll that for me again? Because I am wrangling the fuzz bucket, who's angry at me because I don't have more food for him.
Why do you not have more food for him?
Because he ate the food that was there. Now he doesn't want crunchies. He wants me to get more of this. Actually, I'm going to be right back. You can roll for me. I'll be right back.
With a 19, you do damage to the shopkeep.
No! Oh, no.
That's not how that works. No. It's a non-combat situation. Matter of fact, I don't think any of the minor effects apply. It's possible that he could be haggled down to a smaller amount, but he's not giving an unfair price.
Okay.
Ellie, I'm going to respectfully disagree. You do damage on a social, and Cypher is not the equivalent of D&D's you drop your weapon on a natural one, because in this particular case, it would be, oh, it's a social roll, and you fail horribly, your tongue falls off.
Falls off.
Oh, no.
But in this case, you did very well, which means conversely,
so their tongue falls off.
Their ears fall off. Their brains fall out. And Ellie is continuing to say, true, it was my joke about your eyes fall out on a nat 1 perception roll that I was thinking of. Yes, I really appreciated that one. As body horror as that is. Yes. I love this game. I love that I get to play it with my friends. No tongues fall out. There is someone over there selling cow tongue, but those were probably harvested. There are not a bunch of cowkin or bovine kin going around going, ah, bah, 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 bah. That would be body horror, and there would be law enforcement.
From fields? They grow them like chickens in the fields?
I mean, this is a brand new campaign setting. Who knows?
A long, long time ago on a road trip, we basically saw a whole bunch of, I don't know what they were. They were white birds, chickens, or turkeys or something that were basically in a field, you know, side of the road. There were fences, etc. It's like they're apparently growing chickens. Therefore, well, it lasted.
If I were fast talk, would that help me haggle?
Oh, certainly. Certainly fast talk is for haggling.
The way you say that concerns me, but it does not concern Tam. How many of my skills do you think would apply here?
Well, there is an upper limit on how many assets you're supposed to apply to things.
Yeah, skills aren't assets.
It depends on how honest you want to be.
Oh, that is
because fast talk would definitely work. But if you want to treat this person like they're a bridge guard, that's going to be a different kind of role.
I am not, re-stealing the money. I feel like Chitika and Lucy would be disappointed in me for that. Besides, this person isn't trying to, get one over on us, so it's kind of unsporting. However,
Sorry, distracted by chat. You were saying however.
I also got distracted by chat and forgot what I was saying.
There's remember, some amount of one of them always tells the truth. One of them always sells millet.
We want to buy
Ellie has
millet.
Said it. Mm-hmm. With the skills that you have available, I would argue that you could do fast talk and deception to try to argue that you don't actually have that much funding. So base difficulty would be, in this case, 3. But with the things that you can do, you might be able to bring it down to I don't need to roll.
Right, because I'm already trained in fast talk. Because I have
I'm trained in special abilities that influence people. So if that would be one asset for having that skill, that brings it down to difficulty one. And I will roll. And that does beat difficulty one.
That it's a five definitely beats difficulty one. The 3D die hovered on the one for just a little bit longer than was healthy. But foundry rolls are not physics based because it's an add-on that creates the animation. So that's all in our heads and technically in foundry, but that's besides the point, or is the point. I forget which. You definitely haggle him down. You haggle him down to a much more reasonable amount, even though the first amount was reasonable if you were in a hurry. So now your cart is heavy. One reasonably sized bag of millet, which, if that's all that Lucy eats, might last you a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully Lucy. I combined Lucy and Millet and got the name of someone else who's been in our group.
Well, it's actually not a player. That's her name.
That's why I said player, not character.
Yes.
But regardless, hopefully Lucy does vary her diet just a little bit more than just millet, but this is about a day and a half's worth of millet, if not varied.
There's different millets, right? Maybe.
Not for cocktails, really. You'd have to have larger amounts for, like, huge parrots and stuff, so.
And a free cuddle bone is tossed in for the price. Because cockatiel.
Right, because cockatiel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. High in calcium. Good for the beak.
Definitely.
All right. So you have managed to do that, and now you are off towards the trains because that's where goods get unloaded and sold wholesale to the people who then go to the market and sell it for retail.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And this probably sounds like a good place to cut to either somebody else or take a 5-minute break.
I was thinking the 5-minute break thing because we have been playing for a little over an hour. So when we come back, we'll find out how the kobolds are faring. Is porridge enough for them? Or are they goblin barbarians?
Porridge is enough for a goblin barbarian. It's just that,
the quantity of porridge involved.
Well,
that exactly.
They're growing up to be kobold barbarians. They need a lot. They're little growing barbarians.
GM intrusion, you are out of porridge.
Oh, no.
On that note, I'm pausing it.
And that's what I said. Punchline. Because there's a line for the punch bowl at Craft Services.
I think that's the same punchline that the other one tells with the hat.
And now you all have an asset to making porridge. So help.
I've been stirring the whole time.
Did I break somebody?
Probably.
Or are they just coughing?
Yeah, well, both. Oh.
Well, I'm upset that it's both, because one of those is bad.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
All right. So, where we left off, there was porridge being made at the Brick Oven Inn, and also Tam, Chatika, and Lucy were heading towards the train stop so that they could buy some things wholesale. Now, as you are heading in that direction, you get a sense that you're going in the right way, because there are plumes of steam rising up over the houses. And you're like, well, probably that's a train. Or something's on fire. But I don't smell smoke, so that's probably the train. The buildings you're passing are no longer shop stalls. Some of them appear to be more varied storefronts. This is not really market anymore. These are where you might find some artisans. There might be a doctor's office or two here. Dr. Plate is a traveling doctor, so he wouldn't have an office here. Although he might confer with the doctors that are here. And as you are walking, one building does catch your eye. It has a corner property, and the signage says that it is a Chapel of Unity.
Oh, do they know? Should we tell them? Can we trust them? I don't know. Should we hire an urchin to tell them?
You there, child. What year is it? Take this coin. Go in and tell them their god is dead.
Yeah, well.
Again, because that's how reincarnation works.
Well, we can't trust them. I bet we can get ourselves out of the situation anyway. You can tell them you're an attendant. Exactly. We're all just attendants. Right, Lucy?
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure we can trust them with just because, I mean,
no,
someone...
But it...
Is anyone here still wearing their regalia? I know that Chitika definitely isn't.
Right, Chitika used her regalia as a way to make everybody run away.
Yeah, I would say that, like...
Lucy... We might have...
Go ahead.
We got it off you, maybe. You've been with us well.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Ellie, I'm giving you a luck point. Mafa burst through the door of the chapel. Good news, everybody!
No!
No!
Mafa, no!
That's funny.
Mafa doesn't know the chapel is here. Or does she? Because Mafa has a skill. Knowledge of the Great Rail. You are familiar with the workings, bureaucracy, and standard operation of the Great Whale, at least in Archizo. Well, the Great Whale is specifically in Archizo, so that works. And you are trained in tasks that involve interaction with the Great Whale and its associated systems. The reason why there's a chapel here is because it's a rail city. Rail town, technically. But, regardless, Mafa is not here. Mafa's over there dealing with kobolds.
Well, this is against my better judgment, but also having better judgment is boring now that I'm not pretending to be the one who has better judgment. Tam goes over.
Tam gets a luck point.
Tam gets a luck point.
Pushes the door of the chapel open.
Okay. The chapel is named that because there is a portion of the building that is dedicated as a chapel. The building itself is owned and operated by the Church of Unity, but they don't have a large enough presence here to have the entire ground floor be for worship purposes. There is a large portion of it designated for that, but the rest of the first floor of this two-story building is... Oh, I see the conversation in chat. The town that the convention was in was Korf. The one you're in now is Angorfa.
And it was called the Convocation, right?
The Holy Convocation, yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes. Spelled with a C,
Sorry.
K, but very close, Beth. No, it's okay. It's the reason why I know is because of how often I check my notes. My notes, which are on my computer, not your computer. So therefore, it's very difficult for you to be checking my notes and see what these words are. I understand. Mm-hmm. So, the largest room on the ground floor is, in fact, the chapel. But there are other rooms here for community outreach. There's a few meeting rooms. There is a room where some medical treatments might be provided. Just walking past the door, it looks like it's set up that way. But there is a sort of welcome area, a lobby, if you will. I can't believe I forgot the word for lobby for a few seconds.
It happens.
Where there is a female presenting lionkin who happens to be there and appears to have been doing some knitting when you come in. Oh, hello, may I help you?
Thank goodness you're all right.
I am a little confused. Should I not be?
I need to talk to somebody. Somebody
well,
with the Church of Unity.
As luck would have it, I am somebody, and I have been here for 3 decades. How may I help you? My name is Mary.
Tam lowers their voice and leans forwards, and the convocation was attacked. Undot is dead.
Oh my.
He's not the only one.
Oh. You're not joking. This isn't some horrible prank.
No.
You were there?
Yes.
Are you okay?
We managed to get out. They weren't looking for us. They were looking for the gods.
The others. Mathilde! Marguerite! Come here! Quick! And two more lionkin come down. They were apparently upstairs. And
of course the lion can. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
They ask for a bunch of details, obviously. Like, how big was the attack? Who got injured? Did it look like a lot of people were getting out?
Pam is mostly giving the details as best they can, except for the details that might indicate that they were anything but a worshipper come to visit.
I'm not even going to require a deception roll for that.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Well, the clerics in Korf will certainly be looking for a new incarnation as soon as possible. But why would anyone do that? And during the Holy Convocation, there were more people there than any other time in the past 10 years. Wouldn't that be the worst time to do it?
Not if they wanted to go after the gods all at once.
Oh my.
That's why I was worried you might not be okay.
Well, you're the first person to bring this news to us. I'm assuming the details you shared included that it was 2 days ago, and it was 2 days of almost solid travel for you.
Yeah.
So they know how far away Korf is.
Yeah.
And it's possible last time they went, they were in a wagon that was pulled by an ox, so it might have taken more than 2 days.
Yeah.
I will continue to use that as a running gag.
Uh-huh.
Because some stories deserve to have running gags inspired in games.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. T. Kingfisher, by the way, for our listeners at home. I believe it was Swordheart.
Yep, that's one.
A not quite sequel, but close enough sequel to Clockwork Boys.
Prequel, actually, I think.
No, it
yeah,
is
you're right,
post-quel.
You're right, it was not quite... You're right, it is
because they talk about what happens after the Clockwork Boys. That, I think it was a trilogy, resolves.
Clockwork Boys is a duology and it resolves, yes.
Okay, yes. So, trying to avoid as few spoilers as possible. But moving forward, or crab walking sideways, as I've already said. And yes, Ellie, you are correct. Godhood runs in the family. Undod's cousin was the god of pride.
Oh.
And they had a great uncle who was the god of prejudice. No one talks about that uncle. Oh. They are not invited to social functions. Thanksgiving is the worst holiday. I thought you invited him.
Oh, no.
He just shows up. Anyway, I definitely did not derail my own brain from what I was going to have them say next. This did not occur.
You did.
I totally did. So, I also went to another window and lost my notes. There we go. So, Mathilde side-eyes Miriam Marguerite and says, "You think they knew about it? Don't talk that way." No, seriously. 2 weeks ago, we got a whole bunch of new assistants who barely know how to do anything. A little rough around the edges. Don't say such things. It's very rude. You know our community outreach hires anyone in need, regardless of their background. Yes, well, sounds like somebody knew something was up, or suspected at least, and wanted to give us some guards, even though they knew we'd turn them down. If they were guards, acolytes, my left foot.
Not so... I wouldn't want to speak ill of your community outreach. Of course, it's a very valuable thing, but are you sure they're guards for you?
Well, who else would they be guarding?
Well, there's guarding as in protecting, and there's guarding as in keeping in jail. Not that you're in jail, but Tam gestures helplessly.
Marguerite speaks up. Well, they haven't been guarding us like that for sure. We come and go as we please. And, well, quite frankly, so do they. We barely see them except when they come in once or twice a day and ask if there's anything to do, and there isn't really much we have for them to do, so we give them a little bit of busy work. They do that poorly and then disappear for the rest of the day. Yesterday, they showed up drunk both times. Shh! As I said, rough around the edges. Perhaps they would stick around. Sorry?
Chantika is very distinctive, so she probably did unhappily stay with the wagon, but yes, she is worried that those are not guards, but spies.
Yeah.
Perhaps they would stick around more and integrate more into the church if we had more duties for them to do, but frankly, if we didn't work so well together, we wouldn't have three of us here. There's very little going on. One of us could probably run the place. I don't know why we need half a dozen assistants.
Well, maybe just be safe. We could maybe I could keep an eye out to see where they go after they show up.
I mean, I don't like spying on members of the church. Or anyone for that matter, if we're being honest. Mary, Undot is dead. Several others are too. Korf was on fire. I can't believe he wouldn't have shared that detail.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we shared.
They do believe it wasn't butter, though. It was clearly shortening. If what they're doing is just what kids do these days, well then, no harm, no foul.
Crash?
Yes?
You cut out.
Ah. So, basically they're saying, if they're not doing anything suspicious, then no harm, no foul. But if there is something going on, it'd be good to know.
And also, if they're isn't something going on, then there's got to be a reason they're showing up here for like busy work, and maybe it would help you help them to know.
Okay, but we can't help you.
I know.
Good at
I know.
Any of this.
I'm sorry about being the bearer of bad news and that I can't make anything better. But I can try to help you now. So.
Thank you. And do remember, unity persists. It is a collection. So long as we're not torn apart, unity will incarnate again and again and again. It is sad what happened, but it is not as bad if we stick together. Cut to Maffa, who is now out of porridge. It was not just fed to baby kobolds, by the way. But you are, in fact, out of porridge.
I imagine not. Well, it should hold them for a little while.
You have reached that point after a meal, that blessed moment after a meal, where small children are not quite full of energy, but in fact are full of carbs and maybe have round little bellies that make it difficult for them to walk properly because their feet don't touch the ground as much as they did before. There are contented laser beams.
What's the lighting in here like?
It's bright enough that you could read if you needed to without a light source because of the ramshackle nature of the walls. But it is dark enough that Chitika wasn't in panic mode.
Were we able to bring our cart in or at least park it somewhere where it's not going to have our millet thieved?
Where you are outside the Church of Unity, the door is not wide enough to bring the cart in. You did say that you were out with the cart.
Yep. Chitika is not happy about it, but she is out with the cart.
Yes. No one who goes past the church, the Chapel of Unity is giving Chitika a second look. Whether or not Chitika is thinking that they're not giving Chitika a second look is up to Chitika. I will not require a roll. Be as suspicious or not suspicious as you wish.
Chitika is just hiding beside the cart.
Yes. But back to Maffa. I was about to say a thing and I realized I need to open up your character sheet so I make sure I'm saying the right thing. Nope, none of those apply. And that's only practiced. All right. So I'm going to ask for an intellect roll. Difficulty 5. No assets because this is going to be coming out of left field. Oh, close. That's a 13. That's a 13. So you almost...
You know what? I'm going to spend 2 luck points on that.
Okay. Brings it up to a 15. You beat difficulty 5. So as you are scraping out what remains of the residue of porridge, the hairs on the back of your neck rise up, and you get the sense that something bad is coming towards you quickly.
I drop whatever it is that I'm using to scrape out the cauldron.
It was, in fact, a scraper.
Okay, everybody, into the basement. Tell me you have a basement.
We have a small pit that we use to keep some vegetables cool, but we tend to go through them fast enough that we don't usually use it.
How many of the kids do you think it would hold?
The record is 3. Is there a back door? I didn't like it. There's a back hole in the wall. At that, a force comes through the front wall. They are humanoid in shape. There's features that you kind of half recognize as being humanoid, features like an eye, or sometimes you'll see a mouth, but it's screaming and running towards you. And give me a speed defense roll, difficulty 5. With an 8, you are not picked off of your feet, but you feel like less of your weight is on the ground as this being grabs hold of the neck of your shirt and pulls you towards their face, and they yell at you saying, "Why am I still here?" And you recognize what they are immediately.
Everybody out.
What? Why? Lighter jumps into motion. He's like, you heard her. You heard her. Everyone out this way. Yep. You too. You have Troy. Yeah. Okay, great. Now, Lighter's ushering people out. Walks through this force when doing so without shuddering or anything. Why am I still here? Mafa, you recognize this force. They are impatience.
Of course.
I shouldn't be here. I should be a little baby somewhere by now. Why am I here? Answer my questions. Why are you just talking to them? No, me. Pay attention to me.
I'm paying attention to you. I'm making sure that you don't pay attention to them.
I don't care about them.
You are still here because the world is dying.
Right. World dying. Fine. How long is that going to take?
I bet you're fun on road trips.
Oh, yeah. This trip was a blast. 2 days in a train. 2 days in a train. And as we get off, I get killed.
Oh.
I've been here for a week. I shouldn't be here anymore. I should have been reborn.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. Listen, I've been trying to contribute for the last 5 years, and it never seems to work, and now I'm being told that I'm not allowed to anymore, so here I am. I don't know why I'm still here either, but
you're not allowed
to keep me alive.
You're not allowed? You have one job, and you're not allowed. Who said?
Yeah, I know. Well, unity and luck. And justice. Was it justice?
Justice, yes.
Am I finally going to remember that right?
You remembered it correctly. You got all 3 of them correct.
All 3 of them said that I had to stay alive. So...
Well, yes, you have to stay alive. That's part of your job.
What?
Yes. Oh, of course you're alive. You don't just know this. Fine. Oh, this is taking forever. It's what you do. You do it while you're incarnated. Stuff just, like, yeah, there's rituals, but that's going through the motions. It's you being you that does it. But it works better when you're alive. If you're not alive, that's when everything goes to heck. I am so glad that somebody who missed the when I said it was impatience is like, is this God, the God of impatience? Yes, I am. I am doing this correctly then. You are picking up what I am putting down with this personality. But you're not doing your job because I'm still here. I'm not moving on. Fix it.
You know, I think I may have grievously misunderstood some instructions I was given.
Also, I appreciate that I'm playing the one character we're talking over. Ellie's character makes canonical sense.
Yes.
I regret this every other time I do it. In this case, it's still accidental, but there's a reason for it.
Yes, it's fire.
Impatience gets upset that you're not answering fast enough, but they're talking over you so you can't answer. This reasoning will be lost on them.
All right. Can you listen to me for like 5 seconds? And then I'll figure out what to do.
They get an expression that says that they are wondering if they should be counting the seconds and if that will make them go faster. But they do stop yelling for a bit.
For the last 5 years, I've been told that I was supposed to contribute to the passing of the world, that I was supposed to contribute to the world dying. And nobody ever told me what that meant. And so I figured that my death would push it forward. If that's not that, you know more about this than I do, tell me what I'm supposed to do and I'll do it.
Of course. Of course. Oh my gosh. Oh my stars. Oh, this is so horrible. Of course. It makes sense. You were found by the wrong people. Oh, who do you think you are?
I'm Mafa, the god of death.
No, you are not. I mean, you might be Mafa. Mafa might be your name. That's fine. I'll give you that.
Pretty sure Mafa is my name.
No, I've met death. No, I met death a week ago. Remember, I said just a little bit ago that I was killed as soon as I got off the train?
Yeah.
Death was there. You aren't them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I haven't been on a train in a while. Not since before Korth.
Oh my gosh, the stupid invocation. Ugh. Well, regardless, you're not Death. I know Death.
Well.
And you aren't them. People have been calling you Death.
Yeah. That makes a lot of things really awkward.
Well, if enough people call you something, you start becoming them a little bit. But God stuff, am I right? No, that's not you. But you're kind of work partners.
What am I?
Oh, you're still a god. But your job isn't death. You're still not understanding.
No, I'm...
It's memories are so hard. Why don't I just death makes everything fade. You help people move on. It's what you do. Big changes. You help with big changes. So of course that cult latched on to you. They want the world to die. That's a big change. That's what you do.
Oh.
You're a
guy.
Words. What is... You were saying something?
I was going to ask what my name was.
Yeah. There's... The word changes.
Transitions?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Cycles? I do see ghosts.
Well, sure. You help them.
I guess I haven't been doing a very good job of that.
They came in as this powerful force right through the wall. They appear a little bit shorter and thinner than they did when they did. Well, when they did previously. They still have their hands wrapped around the neck of your shirt, but you don't feel like they're lifting you up anymore as they begin to calm down. Congratulations, this conversation has confused them enough to make them not be as impatient.
Hooray.
Crossroads. You're the god of crossroads.
Oh.
I see how they made the mistake. You and death are like this, because it's a big change.
Yeah.
But that's not the only big change. If someone switches sides in a conflict, there you are. Someone changes careers, there you are. You're the god of big changes.
Well, I sense that I don't have time to sit with that for a minute.
Yes, because you got to help me. I've been here for a week. They probably haven't even found my body yet. They did move it.
Oh no, was impatience technically, quote, at unquote, the convocation?
No, they were killed right after they got off the train. Anyway,
no,
you're not here.
Someone's showing. No, I know.
Mm-hmm. And.
All right.
I didn't say anything about the god of impatience during the convocation.
You did it. That's true.
All right. Can you take me to your body?
That would take forever.
All right.
Fine. Come on. What?
Just all the things that I know about. I guess I don't need the body. It's just I'm supposed to lay you to rest.
Well, hurry up. I'm here. That is a 7 for magic training. That would be difficulty 2. And yes, Io, rest is not the usual state of the god of impatience. You are absolutely correct.
Actually, if I got a luck point for that speed defense failure, then I have enough to bring that up to a 9.
Bring it up to a 9 then.
Okay.
All right. So you go through the motions, which sounds worse than I'm trying to make it sound. There are motions to the ritual. There are things that you have to invoke, things that you say. There's symbology for it. And it's not, you have been told, it's not the actions that are important. It's the meaning behind the action. If you invented a new ritual, but you firmly believed in its importance and the reason for doing it, it could still work, which makes it harder to screw it up, fortunately. Some of the people who were training you and raising you still insisted you were screwing things up occasionally and made you do things until you had it down rote. It's besides the point. Later on, it will be the point.
Why do I feel like having it down rote is a problem for meaning it properly?
Well, that's fair.
Because it is. But that's besides the... Well, okay, right now it is the point. Never mind. Crab walking sideways. You perform a ritual that you have been asked to perform many times before. Usually, it is over a corpse, not over a ghost. However, the symbolism is still there. The corpse just represents the spirit. You have the actual spirit. That should make this be easier. The ghost being right there should be an asset and bring it up to beating difficulty 4, minimum. The fact that the ghost is a god that wants to have it happen should bring it up to beating difficulty 5. And it looks like it's doing something. Impatience begins to fade. Finally! All right, here we go. Let's hope I reincarnate as somebody who's going to be able to run faster for a change. Okay, let's go. No, wait. The last word you hear is half of the word wait.
That's concerning.
Impatience isn't there anymore.
Well, I can't say I'm not alarmed by that.
And on that sentence, we're going to end it for the evening. Because I can't think of a better sentence to end it on. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Tonight, I was joined by a bunch of awesome people. We had a full house tonight, thank goodness. Beth, Crash, Ely, because we're recording this in September, which means Halloween season. Io, and Jen. Who would like to plug a thing again?
Io's mom writes books. ElizabethMcCoy.com will get you a list of them. And then you can find your favorite... a place to buy them, or you can look for them on Hoopla. And if you look for them on Hoopla, then you need a library card, but I get paid when you check them out, and you don't have to pay anything because it's a library card thing. Isn't that wonderful? Do that, yes. And speaking of cool books.
I've restarted my Book of Jen website, and I've been sticking older pieces of artwork on there just because I found them again and thought that would be fun to put up. So that's at bookofjen.net.
And speaking of websites that have our names in them, which is every website that's been mentioned so far, aaronbsmith.com is where we put all these podcasts and a few other things that I do as well. And something that has started happening, which is super awesome, is people asking us questions. Well, not us. Our characters. If you would like to ask characters questions for any of the games that we do, there's a few ways you could do that. If you're on the Fediverse, you could follow Cogwheel at is.aaronbsmith.com/@Cogwheel. So anywhere in the Fediverse that isn't blocked because it's an instance that harbors Nazis or whatever, you could follow that account. Ask questions. I pass it along to the group. We are on YouTube. That's not a primary location. It takes things directly from the RSS feeds for aaronbsmith.com to put them on YouTube, but I see those also, so you can ask questions there. And also, you can ask questions on our Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can also contribute and help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Droman, new patron Paul, Shan Shan, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy. And until next time, this is Crash saying, we are never going to see any gods on the run here for the last time. Just sit down and have a drink. We need to be fully sloshed before lunch. or we're going to taste it. Look, if we weren't spending all the money on alcohol, we could afford nicer food that you wouldn't have to be drunk to enjoy. I don't see the point of that. You know, it's a good thing we're getting money from two different sources. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I just want to say, regarding the questions, I do not promise to answer honestly.
Fair enough, fair enough.
I wouldn't want it any other way. Well, you can answer honestly. I did that recently and no one believed... Okay, well, everyone who was there who knew me believed me, but the one person I was trying to convince didn't. Anyway, the craft services table is empty. And, is this your baby kobold?
Do I look like a kobold? That's their baby kobold.
No, no, I'm from a different campaign. I know we all sound alike and some of us look alike, but that's because Crash keeps using the same character art.
Good night, everybody.
I know we all sound alike, but that's because Crash keeps using the same character art.
Look-alike was in there, too.